Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
You know, I was talking briefly about hunger and desperation. You know, so many times we do things to avoid being in desert experiences. But the truth is, until you're in a desert experience, you're not quite often thirsty because you always have as much water as you need. Or if you don't go through a time of lack, then you don't have a time of hunger. And you think about even the seasons. I mean, God created everything. And he created the seasons. He created, there's what, winter? And then after the freezing cold winter and everything's dying off and all the leaves are falling and all the insects are being killed if a good freeze comes in there, you know, and everything's kind of getting put. And then all of a sudden it just begins, spring hits. And then spring comes. And then all of a sudden what seems so desolate and seems so tough and it seems so, it's just miserable. You got to guard yourself from this because you'll just freeze to death. And people sometimes get colds and flus and the flu season. And all of a sudden this beautiful sun's out. The same sun that was shining in your winter is now shining in your spring. And this whole new season begins to happen. But, and springs can be so good, sometimes we can forget we just came out of a winter. Mm-hmm. You know, where things were dying off and things were just coming to an, you know, end of themselves. And it looked like it was over. But all of a sudden, when spring hits, suddenly a new season begins. And it's in the same year of your life. And then things that looked dead and gone start springing forth from the soil, and you start seeing stems, and then you see leaves, and then you see the wheat, and you see new things coming forth. But you can't really appreciate, if it's always spring, human nature is, you will take it for granted. If it's always spring, if it's always a sunny sky, you won't appreciate a sunny sky.
Right.
And God's designed us that way. And so even the seasons tell on God's design for us. And that in our lives, we have personal winters. But then we appreciate the springs when they come. And you begin to pray for a spring. Lord, have something spring forth in my life. Lord, shine a new light. Give me a new viewpoint of what's taking place. And then spring happens and all this foliage and all this wonderful flowers and colors and all these different things are taking place. And people start doing spring cleaning and people start walking through parks. And they go, they're just getting excited. They're getting really pumped up for what the next season that's about to come. And this, the spring is the season this pretty much you can just, you don't have to necessarily wear a lot of clothes at that point because it's just the perfect climate. It's just like the perfectness. Mm-hmm. You went from great cold, you know, just surviving type coldness to all of a sudden now it's just, wow, it's just wonderful. But then there's another season coming. That's not going to last forever. You know, then that's going to stop and all of a sudden you got summer coming. Their summer is something you have to manage as well, like you have to manage winter, depending on where you are. And the summers are hot. You know, summers, you need shade. And things grow and things happen, but you got to be really strategic in summers. You can't just go out there and expose yourself to the elements because you can suffer greatly from that. But it is, it's not a winter, it's a summer. And then, but you're actually, you know, involved in so many things in the summertime because there's kind of like no boundaries. You still can do it as long as you appropriately respond to it. And that's the way it is in God. I mean, literally in God that, you know, you'll go through a dry time, you'll go through a winter time. And if you'll understand that and not get carried away in your winter, you'll be preparing for the spring that's about to come. And you won't be so carried away when God brings a spring in your life because, you know, after spring comes summer. And then when all of this is coming to a head, I mean, all of the produce and the fruit and the flowers and all this stuff, you realize the stuff that you eat in the produce aisles grew during that time. Understand this, that all of a sudden when you start looking at fall and all the leaves that were once green start turning all kinds of colors and things that looked so exciting now for a moment had an interesting, beautiful look to them, but then they just started falling off. Things just start falling off in your life. And this is what Jesus said. He said, my Father is the gardener. My father, I am the vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the gardener. That the Father cuts off every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, but he prunes the ones who do. In other words, even though you love God and you're walking with God, you're going to have seasons in your life. And don't get carried away in any season. Realize you got to really prepare and understand that seasons will come and seasons will go. God's designed it that way. Don't get too down in the down season and don't get so up in up season that you're shocked that summer comes. Understand that that's you appreciate winter when you've been through a hot summer. And you appreciate summer when you've been through a cold winter. And fall and spring is just the joy between the two.
Yeah.
And you learn how to begin to enjoy those things. And when things start falling off and God starts pruning you and you're going into the fall and you see the leaves that were so beautiful, but now they're gone and it's getting barren, don't panic. Understand it's just a season. You will appreciate spring. Just brace yourself for winter. Get ready. Store up. Now be ready and understand seasons comes and seasons goes. But God has designed things that way. So if you've been going through a dry time in your life and you're wondering, what's wrong with me? If you're going through a time that things just kind of fell off, things that you used to do naturally, all of a sudden now you've been pruned. You've been cut back. There are things that have fallen off. Listen, it's just a season. It's just a season. God's loved you while you were yet a sinner, so you know he's proud of you and loves you as you've been walking with him. Don't worry about what men think of you. Understand God loves you and singing over you, and he's got a plan for your life. Realize that there's going to be new growth come in your life, because when you prune something back, when you let things go, when you let a seed die, and it has to die first before it will produce, you'll produce much more than you were producing before, and it'll be new growth, a new wind blowing in your life. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you today. I don't know what season you're in. I talked about natural seasons, but they don't go along with the spiritual seasons. Because sometimes you can be going through your own personal winter while somebody else is in their spring. And they're bragging about their spring. They're talking about how good things are in their life. But you're just trying to hold on and survive the cold experience and your emotions and things that are going on. Relax. It'll soon be spring for you. And you can look at the one who was looking at you that was in their spring and say, it's not that hot. It's only summer. I just want to encourage you today. God's designed seasons. He's designed it where if we're not liking the fresh water he's given us, he doesn't take the water away. He just takes us on a long journey of dry places and back to the very same water again. And we finally say, what we could have said in the beginning, this tastes good, God. This is some good stuff. When you think about it, it makes me think about Romans. You know, Romans chapter 12, when he talks about Romans chapter 12, he's talking to the church, and he says very specifically in Romans chapter 12, he says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What that really means is this. It means then when he brings you back to his will, which you first saw in the beginning and you couldn't relate to, you go, this is good. I'm just going to offer my body as a living sacrifice. What was I thinking? Here I am, God. I'm yours. I will lay down my life. I will deny myself. I will pick up my cross and I'll follow you. And I'll no longer define myself. I'll no longer define myself by what other people think of me. I will no longer define myself by the seasons I'm in. I'm going to define myself by what you think of me, and your thoughts towards me are good, and your plans for me are awesome, plans to bless me and prosper me. Be encouraged in your season. Don't be too high in your spring. Don't be too low in your summer, and hold on if you're in your winter, because spring is coming. You're listening to VFN Radio.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How does a lawsuit against a city seal come before the court? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I know the ACLU is, they're out to, you know, rename every half the cities in the country, but How did these cases ever get into federal court?
Here's what happens. A citizen in the community generally objects, and they'll object to the symbol there, the crosses for La Cruces, New Mexico. There's been challenges against Corpus Christi, and that's the body of Christ. So that they bring them in federal court, they get citizens in the area to say, quote, they're offended. And unfortunately, oftentimes the court will say, well, offense, looking at something is enough to bring a literal constitutional challenge. And that's how this happens.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com. And you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFN TV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing? He says, because he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness, right. But you're actually bringing light into that area. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, Rick Joyner and the vision mm-hmm. about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace, in your home, just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just... You see them. You go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, mm-hmm. and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Did you know an accident never happens until it happens? It never happens till it happens. It may seem silly, but the truth is, people just don't believe accidents will happen until they happen. But once they happen, they believe accidents will happen.
I mean, it's like you're driving your car, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody almost misses you. Well, that was almost an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. you know, most accidents occur within 5 miles of your home. And there's so many near misses, but they don't, accidents don't happen until they happen. And things don't take place until they take place. And sad thing with the human nature is we don't believe it's a reality in our life until it happens. This is what a lot of people say. Until it happens to me or somebody close to me, I can't relate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that everybody else's accident wasn't real. It just means that those most of those folks refuse to acknowledge that accidents happen.
Right.
And it's a come right out and say, you know, I understand. Yeah. Understand. It's like, that's 40,000 people just died. I know, but I don't know any of them. And I'm still getting, you know, it's amazing how that works.
It's a really hard way to get wisdom. Let me tell you, it's a hard way.
It is. And it does come that way if you don't have it. And understanding that there's so many things about to happen on the earth. There's so many things about to happen. And wisdom is just shouting and crying aloud in the street saying, you know, if you don't turn, if you don't listen to me, difficult times are coming, tough times are coming. But if you will turn, then I'll restore you and I'll forgive you and I'll even make my heart known to you. That's Proverbs chapter 1 I'm talking about. And it's like, nope, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because, first of all, it's never happened to me. It's never happened to anybody I know. I didn't know any of my friends that ever had something like that. You know? And they say. And it's just kind of hard for me to relate because I've never had anybody like that. It's like, it happens. You know, go to the hospital. Go visit people. Go visit other nations and realize that these things are happening as we speak. It's like when you hear people talk about this tragedy that took place in the massacre in the school in Connecticut, they're relating to that, and we should. Yeah. But when you hear about 60,000 Syrians killed, it doesn't even cross people's radar. Right. It's like, you know, children are being killed, women are being killed, innocent men are being killed, and it's like it doesn't even, like, God doesn't love Syrians? That doesn't affect you? Mm. You know, starving children don't, the sex trafficking doesn't bother you. Mm. I mean, what I'm saying is like, oh my goodness, Lord, we're not even moved with the compassion, with the infirmities of others and what they're going through. And there's so many things about to happen that we're about to get empathy.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get empathy. Mm. But I just see this unfolding of a plan, a rapid decline of the America that we used to know, that God allowed us to have, at the same time why people are continuing to push the wagon that got us in this place the first time. It's like they're shouting even louder. It's sort of like when Sodom and Gomorrah was weighing in the balance, and God sent angels down to be able to kind of do a real, you know, a check and see what's happening down here. And they go and they look and they say, well, yeah, it is. It's pretty bad, you know. And then they go to see Lot, and they're like days away from being totally destroyed. And so they go into Lot's house, the angels do. And then the people in the streets are saying, listen, and they wanted these angels. They actually wanted to have sex with these angels.
Mm-hmm.
And hours away, it was just the highest escalation, you know, of that. And it's just like, oh my goodness. Little did you know that within a few moments, life as you know it, and maybe your life as you know it, may cease to exist.
Mm.
And to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God at the judgment seat of Christ. And they just didn't understand that God was about to bring judgment on a nation, on a city. And with that, and it's a lot of sins that were going on, and one of the sins was sexual sin, but there was a lot of sins going on. Pride, gluttony, all these things were taking place inside. It was just total flesh, you know, anything the flesh wanted. And it's like, but they didn't even know that meteorites were going to rain down from heaven. You know, yeah. It really would only take one meteorite. You know, it's like one little small meter to knock out Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody goes like, man, that must have been like raining for days, like brimstone. It's like, no, one meteor could have taken them totally out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just sense that, and I'm watching, and you tell yourself, you're thinking, you know, I don't really want that to happen. And you say, man, I hope that this is not the case. But the problem is, wisdom shouts aloud in the streets. And if your ears are tuned to her and tuned to him, which is Jesus himself, that you just know that if it don't turn, if we don't wake up. Mm-hmm. And with that, you got to go listen to, go to VFN TV and watch Is America Under God's Judgment? Also listen to Josiah, America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel, and listen to the State of the Nation, and understand that it looks like our president is as like God's set man. He's like God's set man, that there's no way one man could accomplish. It's so hard to accomplish anything in that office. I mean, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
You know, they come with these great intentions, and you can't get things to move. But this man has a different thing on him that is allowing him to accomplish things that could never have been accomplished. And since Roosevelt,
alone is a sign.
Yeah.
That alone is a sign.
Yeah. The healthcare and all these kind of different things are about, you know, that was started way back in the progressive movement. That's actually what, who's that president that we just really, like, and
Woodrow,
President Woodrow Wilson, he wanted big government. He saw there was all these problems going on in America, and he thought the answer to him was big government. And we're not going to talk about the war that he started or got involved in because of that. But that you understand this, it's not, you don't hate anybody, actually. And you definitely don't, you know, have a bad heart towards those that God's allowing to be in leadership. But in regards to Pilate was a politician. And the people were demanding from the politician, Jesus, to be crucified, but he was willing to let Barabbas go. And what's happening in Washington, and definitely what's happening by our president, he's giving America everything it asks for.
Mm-hmm.
Everything America's asking for. He's giving it to America. He's bringing it in. It's almost like God said, okay, I'll give it to you till it's coming out your nose. Mm-hmm. Because he's passing, you know, through executive order and through, you know, the first 4 years, he's passing things that just couldn't have been passed outside of God allowing that to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjusting America. And of course, I believe that, you know, his mindset is he thinks it's good what he's doing, but he doesn't know what God's accomplishing in the context of this, that when you bow up at Israel and say we're no longer a Christian nation, it's not going to be good,
right?
In the context of this. But the things that he's accomplishing is that alone, when you're getting everything you ask for and it's your flesh that's asking, you need to be really, really worried, because it's very soon it's going to be coming out your nose. You know, and it's just crying aloud. Wisdom is just shouting and crying aloud in the streets, saying, you know, turn. And this is what God says in Proverbs 1. He says, well, then disaster will come upon you and you'll call for me and I won't even answer. He says, I'll even laugh. You think, why would you laugh? The same way you would laugh at a little 5-year-old kid says, I'm going to do it myself. And then he falls on his face. You know, you're going to laugh. You're thinking, yeah, you see, you couldn't do it without me. And that's the kind of laughter I believe that it's going to be. But if you die in the midst of that disaster, there's no laughing matter, because you didn't have time. If you die in your sin, if you don't have more life than sin, you're going to be in trouble, because it's over for you. You know, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. But I want to encourage you that personally, if you make a decision yourself, despite everything else, despite the popular vote and the popular things that are going on, to live for God, no matter what happens in the natural sense, you're going to be blessed and taken care of. But God also says that he'll place a mark on you and he will protect you and keep you. Does that mean you're not going to go through nothing? No, but it means that you can trust what you're going through. God is orchestrating it in a way, and it's going to be good how it all turns out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you're just diving in to, you know, sin, and these things begin to happen, it's not good. I mean, God may send a man to you at your deathbed to warn you like an angel where you're going to be if you don't repent. And sometimes, you know, God, there are those deathbed conversions. And that's just the gift. God is so awesome.
Gift.
It's a gift from God. But I just want to encourage you, if you can't hear this, then you need to listen to this. You need to listen to VFN Radio talking to you right now. That it's loud. It is like, it's literally is vibrating nonstop. You know, my spirit probably for you know,
oh, wow.
It's just building and building and building and building and building. And understand, if everything repeats as it always was, then there will be this huge celebration right before you've been weighed in the balance and felt left wanting. It won't like some devastation and then devastation. It will be you've been weighed in the balances, and all of a sudden a hand's going to appear on the wall of America and begin to write on the wall that says, while they were celebrating and drinking out of the gold cups and having a party and all this kind of stuff. That's how it happens. It happens right at the peak of carnality and flesh, and like, we finally got what we want. And it's like, boom.
And I think about, it's so profound what you were just saying a little earlier, that in the days of Noah, I mean, 120 years. I mean, that's the thing about sin. It's so deceptive. You get so lost in it. You've been taken over by it that they had no idea what was getting ready to happen. And they didn't know because they weren't being told. They were told for 120 years, this is going to happen. And yet they did not take heed. And you said it earlier even too about what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, moments before they're about to annihilate, God was about to annihilate that total city with destruction. These men were just so into their sin, they were being taken down to get ready to want to have sex with angels. Now, I think about what is happening right now in America. It's like, it's just time to repent. It's time to turn. We could be at judgment's door any second, any moment. And if we don't get our hearts right, we don't get the sin out of our life, we don't get right with God, then, you know, when it's over, it's over. There are no second chances when you stand before the judgment seat of God. I mean, it's it. The time to turn to God is right now. If there was a chance to interview those people that were lost in the flood, believe you me, they would probably say, I think you need to listen to Noah. I think you need to listen to the messages. I think you need to listen to the people and listen to what's being said on VFN Radio about getting ready, getting your heart right. I mean, there's just nothing like it. I know we're going to talk about more in the program, but that's that time of refreshing that the Lord wants to bestow on us. But there's no refreshing without repentance. And that's the thing, a problem that's been happening across the, you know, the American gospel. Give me the refreshing. Give me the blessings. Give me all the good stuff of God. Mm. But I don't want to leave this life of sin. It doesn't happen that way.
In the extra hour, we're going to be talking about getting serious with sin, getting serious about sin. And it's going to be very important because God's serious about it.
Very serious.
And we've been hearing a gospel that people are preaching things and teaching things that says God's not serious about sin. And so we have to unlearn the lies and say, wait a minute, and we're going to find out what Jesus says about sin. So it's not about saying a prayer, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm.
It's about praying continually and dealing with sin continually and warring with it and against it with the cross of Christ, you know, in our lives, because Jesus said very specifically, if we don't deal with the sin, we don't get serious with sin like he's serious with sin, we won't be with him in heaven. We will not be there. Period. What he says it. We're going to read it from the Gospels today. We're going to read it from Jesus' words in the extra hour. You got to catch it, and you got to hear that, because wouldn't that be wild if you fell for the lie of the enemy, the religious lie that said God's not serious about sin, and you find out that he is serious while you're standing before his judgment seat, how serious he is? Mm. That would be terrible. Mm. That would be just terrible, you know? And also, we're going to talk about what Jesus specifically talks about the people that taught someone that he's not serious about sin. And what happens to them. We'll be right back in a moment.
On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. Taqueria Ogi's, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pools, and Spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, "You know them by their fruit." That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement, share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word but not doers, and so we're deceiving ourselves because we're listening, and amen, 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 but we're not doing it, and you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. They're deceiving themselves. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening it, and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh, yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted. I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this. Wow, yes, yeah. We did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. This is great. They're not. When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent. You know, it's turn, and we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement. And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen, you need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God, because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you. Right now, free, just go and request it at iabide.org, iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance, your eternity.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. Well, on lighter note,
Lighter. I mean, how can you be lighter than light?
I know.
How can you be lighter than light?
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I know, that. Okay, God.
A different type of light.
A
different type of light. That was a deep light. That was a deep light. That was a godly light.
Now he's backstroking.
He has a little pen flashlight.
Come on. Come on. That was a godly light. I'm talking about an
ungodly light.
A humorous moment here.
Oh, you're just talking about.
Yes.
A lighter moment. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, Pat, your Uncle Si is at it again.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
You call that light at all? Oh, my God.
My Uncle
Si.
Why does he got to be my uncle?
Well, you know, I know how
You're the one with the man crush.
you got Si?
Listen, Si is the coolest guy. He makes the show Duck Dynasty. If you've never seen this show, Duck Dynasty, I want to encourage you.
I'd have difficulty eating with him, seeing that he had yesterday's food in his beard. I don't think I could.
Well, all of them probably had yesterday's food in their beard, but he has taken the time. He has taken the time to.
He has experienced a lot of time. It looks
But let me tell you something. He has taken his, taken time to write a book.
Wow, he can write.
Is it a picture book?
Si has a book, and it is called
Crawfish.
Mm-mm. Psychology.
Oh my goodness!
It's Psychology.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Tales and Wisdom from Duck Dynasty's
Tales
favorite
and
uncle,
Wisdom.
Uncle. Oh my goodness! It is a real book. It is coming
out.
Book.
It
is a
How
real
many pages
book.
In it?
I mean, five. I don't know.
Is it a greeting card?
Is it got pictures?
I have no idea. But it's hilarious. He was interviewed in the Christian Post.
Is he going to read it on audio?
I have no idea.
I got to guess.
I wish we had some Si-isms for you, so you can actually hear him. But he is hilarious. I mean, he is just so funny. He's that uncle. That you may or may not have, but he's so funny because everywhere he goes, he has this green cup that he was given to him by his parents when he went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he don't go nowhere.
They didn't have to
nowhere.
About I don't know. He tells this story, but.
And a pitcher.
Yes. And anyway, he carries this cup everywhere he goes. He also carries.
He carries
his Bible. He says carry his Bible.
Oh, cool!
Wow.
Yes, listen, I didn't even know he was married. But there's the picture has surfaced. The picture has surfaced that he indeed is married. And I have no idea. Nice lady. Yes. No, I have no idea. The very nice lady. I think they've been married.
Where
for
does
like,
he keep her at? Does she know she's married?
Yeah. He has two children. I had no idea. And
adopted?
No, biological children.
Little size?
I would imagine. I don't think they're too little. I mean, they're grown, probably grown grown folk.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a whole bunch of Si-isms that he's been known for, and just different things that he says that's really, really, really funny. He's also known for the. That's a fact, Jack. Everything has to go, that's a fact, Jack.
Jack,
No matter what. That's
that's only Si-ism you can come up with?
Do tell.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling right
come
now.
Come on. Yeah, come on. There you go. That another one?
You're Googled up.
I'm Googled up. But we want to. I don't know if I can endorse his book yet. I don't know if I can endorse it.
You need to
I
read
think you
it.
Just did.
I think, yeah.
But he's funny. The program is funny. In this article, he said that listen, God was totally behind. He says God. The title of his does God have a sense of humor? He says look at me, and he says who would have thought that guys with beards and involving duck hunting could be reality TV stars. And they give all the credit to the Lord. I mean, we've talked about their family and what God's been able to do, but they're really intelligent guys who love God. And recently we had an interview with Jace.
Jace, yeah.
And that was really great because normally we hear from either Phil, the father, or
Willie,
the CEO. And what's really good is that They're all over the world. You know, they're all over the world. They're sharing the gospel. They're showing up at all the different places to speak. I mean, they share a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the things he says, hey, King Kong ain't got nothing on me, Jack.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me, Jack.
I know every inch of this place like the back of my ham.
Why are you talking through your nose when you're actually saying?
I'm trying to do it with his
you're
accent.
Just gonna give up,
you know,
the accent part.
I wish I could do it like
you. Talk
him.
About my northern accent.
Well, hey.
Hey.
America, everybody is too big a rush. Lay back, take a sip of tea, mow a little grass, then you get tired and take a nap. He says, I'm the most cultured man in this family. I've been to Vietnam, Germany. Boise, Idaho,
Shreveport last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, you look like, what? No, I can't even say that.
Rambo.
No,
yeah.
He said, your beard's so hairy. He said, your beard's so hairy, even Dora can't explore it.
He's looking at me in the head now, right?
You got to. He says, your beard's so stupid, it takes 2 hours to watch 60 minutes. Only sigh. I'm the master of distractions. Do a couple of hand gestures and bam, I'll take.
Moving on to the
moving
next
anyway. On, moving
not,
on.
There's not even anywhere near light moments. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wash me, Jesus. Well, listen, getting back to
reality.
No, I really, the Robertson family is pretty cool. If you haven't yet seen that, you know, it's normal folks loving Jesus and living their life. Why the people they never show in the background are actually earning their money for them.
Yeah.
The healthcare. Dad, I got the hand. You see, I got the hand.
Oh, wow. Getting bold over there.
No hand.
I'm just so glad I didn't. Never mind. I'm just having one of those moments.
I see.
Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from Him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word. It blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person is living. And
oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but right. But God knows. You know how to speak to us, and,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah, when you abide with the Lord, like He talks about in John 15. You know, apart from abiding in Him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no,
mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, you know, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide,
vfn.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org. It's time. Come on. It's time to follow God. It's time to read his word and do what it says. Listen, there's grace for that. There's mercy for that. I mean, walking with God, there's nothing more exciting than to be the church. Yes, the truth is, if the church doesn't grasp this revelation, we may lose our own country.
Right.
We may lose this freedom that God's given us. But lose it or not lose it. Listen, let me tell you something. The church is across the world. Every form of government is in all those different nations and the nation that you're in. But listen, the kingdom of God continues on no matter what. It's time to read the word and do what it says. Do you know, that's what Vine Fellowship Network does. Mm-hmm. You know, we just believe what God says and we begin to do it. You know, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches, you know, led by pastors, and that maybe you have inside of you, Lord's calling you to plant a church. You know, maybe in your city that you're called, you feel like the Lord's calling you to be able to plant a church. But guess what? That's not wrong to be able to advance the kingdom and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in your city, but you need to be connected, rightly related. You need to be have other brothers and sisters standing with you and to be trained, make disciples, teach them to obey all my teachings, Jesus said. You know, VFNU, we have everything available for you if we are for you. If God's calling you to relate to us, that's Vine Fellowship Network, or Vine Fellowship Network, or VFNFamily.org. VFNFamily.org. Listen, that is not wrong what you're seeking to do, but you got to make sure it can't be just done any old way. You have to do it in a way that you're covered and rightly related, and you have people standing with you who understand that this is a God thing. This is what he wants, to go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom, and those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all my commandments. Check it out, vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Do you know that there's a test that under American citizenship, I'm going to give you guys a test this morning. You're going to have a test, John, Pat, right. You're going to have a test before the whole world.
Oh, no.
If you don't pass this test, you can no longer be an American citizen, because this is the citizenship test that's given to America, to people who want to become a citizen. Okay? We won't be able to ask them all, but we'll ask a few, and then we'll ask them over a period of time. We're going to talk about, you know, what's the original tent of America? What was, and see, this is what's happening is, we've missed the original tent of our country. What was our founding fathers' purpose? What did they want? And they wanted, first of all, the government not to mess with religion, for mm-hmm. us to be able to freely worship God, of course, the First Amendment and all, but also that it was not going to be a theocracy where mm-hmm. some religion was going to be over America, but it was going to be a government that allowed us to worship God freely. Mm-hmm. And so when you you have to be loyal to the U.S. Constitution when you come to America. And you want to be a citizen. By the way, and if you're here, you're supposed to be loyal to the Constitution. Our president, all the way down to our military, Congress, Senate, governors, whoever, they have to pick a pledge that they pledge to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So this Constitution is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And what we have is people not passing this very first part of the test, mm-hmm. you know, which says, okay, good, you don't want to be in America. That's okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And the first question is, John, this is to you. What is the supreme law of the land, John?
The supreme law of the land?
Do, 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 do,
it's
do,
the Constitution. Do,
do. Yes, the very first question. Isn't that wild? The very first question
wow.
of the citizenship, mm-hmm. how to become a citizen, should clarify things that if you want a caliphate in America, you don't belong here, because the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. The reason why they want to do away with the Constitution, listen, they want to do away with the supreme law of the land.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's the very first question, America. Mm. That's the very first question. So many of us, you know, are failing that test because We're just thinking it's not that relevant. It's like it's not only relevant, it's the supreme law of the land.
Wow.
Somebody says, oh, it's just outdated. It is the supreme law of the land.
Period.
Period. So that's the first question. So you got that right. So far, you can stay in America, but I'll let you know when you get finished. This next question is directed to Pat. Pat,
mm-hmm.
Number two, what does the Constitution do? What does the Constitution do?
What does it do?
Looking at me.
I'm not in this part. This,
he's not on for this segment.
What gives us our rights?
Well, it sets up our government.
Mm-hmm.
It defines the government, and it protects our basic rights. Those three things. And so if you want to know why is there a executive branch, why is there a legislature branch, why is there a judiciary branch? Because it says so in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balance of powers. Why do presidents only, well, I'm not going to tell you other future questions. So yeah, it does our rights, but also sets up the government and it defines the government.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are wanting to change our Constitution, they want to change the definition of government.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See what they're doing? So you say you can't do that. You know, you can't change the Constitution and think you're going to have the same form of government.
Doesn't work.
Because it's defined in it. It's very good. You can stay in America, even though you're a Saints fan. John, we're going to just do five. John, number three.
There's more.
Oh, there's 100 questions. We're going to ask this.
100?
We want all of our, I know, you still not, you have to get your
I still may be deported.
Yeah, you're going to be deported. We're going to self-deport. Right. Self-deport. That was a wrong statement. Okay. The idea of self-government is in John, this is you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these three words?
Repeat the question again.
John, this one's to you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. John, what are these three words?
We the people.
Awesome! Very good! Hey! We the people, in order to form, right? So it's like that's a self-government. That's why we mm-hmm. have to participate in it. And it'll be tomorrow, but if we do today, understand that people did not want to self-govern. That's why they wanted a king. They didn't want somebody to fight their battles for them. And the Constitution set up where you're going to have to fight your own battles. You're going to have to do the hard work in your life. You know, government's not going to sweep into the rescue. But if you start turning to government, then you're going to redefine it, and it's no longer we the people, but it's we the government. So if you're becoming a citizen, if you just took the citizenship test and you were Mexican or you were Chinese or you were, I don't know, Iraqi or something, you're coming to America, you're going to have to pass this test to be a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the next one. This will go to John, right?
I just did.
Okay, question number four, Pat.
Mm.
What is an amendment? What is an amendment?
At the Bill of Rights.
Is everything packed?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it's the, you know,
no, think about the word. Think about the word here.
Right to bear arms.
But what is an amendment?
Something they added to it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, you can unpack your things. It's a change or an addition. Right. Change or addition. So yeah, the Constitution was written, and then they made amendments to the Constitution. So the things that we're going to talk about probably in the future of this process is our amendments that were added to the Constitution. So the Constitution was written, and then they made changes to the Constitution, which that's one thing that we can do. We can change things. If the people operate in the form of representative government the way we're supposed to, that if we do what it says and how to make changes, we can make changes to, and a lot of changes. Not a lot. There's been a specific amount of changes that have been made, but it means a change to the Constitution or an addition to the Constitution. And last but not least for today, you know, the original 10 of America. And we have so many people, you know, talking about, you know, judging people who are wanting to come to our country. First of all, we all came here from somewhere else.
That's
God,
right.
As Christians, we should be wide open in our arms, welcoming the alien and making sure they have food and health care or whatever. We don't shun anybody as a Christian, but we do say, hey, To be able to sustain this country, you need to be loyal to our Constitution. That's our supreme law. If mm-hmm. you come here and you're not loyal to, if you're an enemy mm-hmm. of a domestic enemy or a foreign enemy of our Constitution, sorry, bro, we won't blend together.
That's right.
This is our operating system, and you'll come against it. John, right?
Mm-hmm.
John. Well, he was quick on that one. This is our fifth and final question for today. What do you call the first 10 amendments, the 10 changes, the 10 additions to the Constitution?
Come on.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Oh, that's so wonderful. You did an excellent, excellent job.
You gave him all the easy ones.
Oh, my goodness. Well, think about it. You know, isn't that amazing, though, that most people don't understand that have been born in America, that people that come to America, they have to answer this test. They have to mm-hmm. answer enough questions on this test to pass it. They become an American citizen. But if you look at the people that that are coming to America, you would say, did you really take this test?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not the fact people say, I think we should just take all these people that have come to America illegally or whatever, you know, that just make them citizens. Well, no, you first need to teach them these principles, and they need to be able to know them, and then they can pass, if they pass the test,
mm-hmm.
and if they agree to be loyal to the Constitution,
right,
and to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, then come on in. You know, come on in. We need help. We need, especially in America, because Americans don't want to do a lot of the work. And so, you know, as Christians, we can't buy on to some conservative or liberal viewpoint about the foreigner. As mm-hmm. foreigners, we're thinking about, you know, blessed is he who takes care of the alien, who makes sure there's enough food for the passerby. You know, that God watches how we treat the poor or treat people who are not part of your community, for example. Mm-hmm. And so we want to know. So we're going to be taking, this is original tent of America, and we're going to be taking this test from time to time to just to find out. And I think it's going to encourage you, and you'll be able to catch all the segments together. I'm sure they'll be all referenced to each other on the VFN Torch. But there's 100 questions. And if you didn't pass these, you need to study this test to you know, say, you know what, I want to be a good American before I start criticizing other people who I said they don't need to be American. I didn't even know.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It's sort of like the people that are, you know, fighting about having the Ten Commandments taken out of the courtroom, and they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it's just totally, totally crazy.
The $50 Eye Guide, where they have everything from wrecks to specs. If you want to visit them today, they're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit the $50 Eye Guide today so you can see. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email
Whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC, the Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.